Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
This is a celebration. Let's cheer Don Tristan DeLuna, his Fiesta Forces, and Fiesta Pensacola.
Let the surrender begin.
Last night, good time at Seville Quarter as we went through our annual, one of the most Pensacola things that we do, the beginning of Fiesta. Of course, we've got the parade coming up on Friday. Don't park on the parade route. You'll get your car towed. Roads are going to be closed starting at 4 o'clock on Friday tomorrow, so you will not be able to go back and forth on Main Street. That will also be broken in half, kind of like 9th Avenue, but on purpose this time. And then the coronation and all of the children stuff. I mean, it's really a good thing, the celebration of our history. I love the surrender of the city. It's one of my favorite little events because basically you have Don Tristan DeLuna and his Fiesta forces come and invade Pensacola, and then you have a ceremonial surrender of the city by the sheriff and the police department and the fire chief and, you know, the county commission and, you know, the Navy base. And it's always, you know, people tell jokes. Sometimes they're good jokes. Sometimes they're jokes. you know, but what's a good time? I miss the old way we used to do it, was where they all came in to the drums and, you know, paraded in like prisoners. And they were actually wearing, you know, those plastic fake chains that kids have, you know, and the plastic fake ball and chain ankle shackles and whatever. I thought that was kind of fun. And then we don't do that anymore because I guess it's offensive to somebody or whatever. Anyway, Justin Horde, who is the deputy chief for Pensacola Fire, kicked it all off. First time doing it. I talked to him a bit beforehand, got a little bit of help writing jokes from a good lady. You know, that's often the case. You get your best inspiration.
All right, release Deputy Chief Justin Horde of the Pensacola Fire Department. Come forward and surrender.
Don Tristan DeLuna, Queen. I'm not here to resist. Here to completely surrender.
I'm not here to resist.
Mostly because my crews will not respond to Cannonball Fire.
My crews won't respond to Cannonball Fire.
And the PPD, the sheriff and the green entourage, they're not going to respond unless there are donuts involved.
Sheriff and PPD aren't going to come help unless there are donuts. It's a pretty standard jab, you know. Of course, Chip Simmons gets up next and asks the poignant question.
I see you've already gotten out of the cuffs. Sheriff Chip Simmons from the Escambia County Sheriff's Department. Woo! No stranger to this moment. Enlighten us with this surrender.
Brent Lane, who's always the host, and
thank you, Brent,
a dear friend.
Did the firefighter just curtsy? Did that
happen? And the answer is yes.
It's okay.
Yes, yes, he really did just curtsy. It was funny.
I got a little bone to pick with the Navy. Surprise. They have allowed them to just come right through here without warning. In fact, they were here so fast the firefighters couldn't hit the snooze button. But
yikes.
It's okay. They didn't pee. It's okay.
They didn't pee.
It's not a problem. You know, I thought about surrendering, so I thought about buying me a white flag, but France had bought them all.
Oh, he's always got jokes. Chip Simmons always got jokes. He actually, I thought this was one of the better jokes of the evening.
Actually, speaking of some chips, you guys got here pretty quick. Pretty quick sailboats. Let me tell you something, though. If you think you're really quick, we might have a sailboat that's got some free time coming up.
Oh. Ouch.
Too soon? Too soon? I know. American magic doesn't mean disappear. I'm just telling you that's the way things are.
Because American magic is protesting the America's Cup, and so they may not be sailing, so they may have a little bit of extra free time on their hands. Ouch, too soon? No, not too soon. That's what I always like about this event. It's a little bit of, late night monologue comedy, and everybody pitches in and do different things. And I actually thought that Mama-san, Chandra Newman, Captain Chandra Newman, the commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, had, as is expected, had the best moment. Because she comes on, and the Navy one is kind of interesting, because on the one hand, they're supposed to surrender. But historically, the Navy doesn't surrender, so this is perennially a big deal, is how they don't surrender. So he brings her on to great applause. I mean, this town loves its military, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my particular honor and privilege to introduce on this stage for the very first time
Corps Commanding Officer of NAS Pensacola, Captain Chandra Newman.
Brent's a pretty good hype guy. I want him hyping me for sure. We'll tell you what she said in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
All right, we're dealing with an accident that happened on I-110 southbound. Let's see here. Traffic is slow before getting to Cervantes, so just be aware of that. Also, if you are on Navarre Parkway around Coral Street, the traffic light is out, so use caution there. And then also, if you're on 9th Avenue near Bayou and between Bayou and Royce Street.
Royce.
I can't even read my own handwriting. Royce Street is closed in both directions there, and they are rerouting you toward Davis. So my advice, just take Davis anyway or find an alternate route. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Just pretend they turn 9th Avenue into bike and pedestrian walking path today. That's the, I mean, you think I'm exact? No, you can't get there from here. The excavators and the sand mounds and everything, it's just, you can't go through that way. All right, back to the comment. Thanks so much, John. Back to the comments last night at the surrender of the city to kick off the Fiesta celebration. Captain Chandra Newman, Mama Son. So to visualize it, she's got out the, you know, the military saber, you know, that's kind of a thin, long sword, and she pulled it out of its sheath, and she's waving it around and, you know, emphasizing her point as a military commander, getting ready to hand it over to Don Tristan de Luna, getting, you know, like across her arms. Okay, that's the ceremonial act of surrender.
For 250 years, the United States Navy and the United States Marine Corps has protected this country since the Continental Congress. For 199 years, we have been very integrated into this city, and it is our pleasure to welcome you to our shores.
And she turns to offer him her saber.
However, we don't surrender.
Amen, sister. That's right. And so then she, you know, kind of says, well, we got something else for you, though, DeLuna.
Instead, I would like to offer a cutlass.
And she gets out the picture of it. You can see the video on our Facebook page. She gets out basically a letter opener sized sword to give him instead. You know, a toy, a trinket, something barely bigger than a cocktail sword, you know, like you'd spear an olive with, and offers that to him instead, which he then proceeds to hold up to the crowd like the triumphant holding aloft of the victory trinket.
That is very efficient in opening brave new worlds in my junk mail.
So well done. Well done. And, of course, now that Fiesta is on,
you can now go about this incredible party in five different rooms of food and frivolity. And I will go back with Andrew McKay from News Radio. We will carefully report all of what we've seen here tonight.
That's the job.
Breaking news. The city has surrendered to Fiesta in the name of Don Tristan de Luna, the 74th.
Milling about.
Dicho!
Hey, Dicho. There we go. You know, the one thing that surprised me, I didn't realize until I was on my way home, Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender was there too, gave a proclamation, you know, whatever. There was nobody from the county. There was no county commissioners there. Now, I think Ashley Hoffberger, District 4, it's her district, she was off doing the beach town hall last night. Very common to see Lumen May at this. Mike Kohler, I think, has been it there in the past. I wouldn't say it's really Stephen Barry's thing. Of course, he's North End, so it wouldn't really be his thing anyway. Steve Stroberger, I have not seen there, but he's a relatively new commissioner. I didn't realize it till afterwards. I'm like, something's missing. You know, nobody. And also nobody from the city. You know, the mayor is typically there. You had Pensacola Fire. You had Pensacola Police. The sheriff, supervisor of elections, and the Navy. So there were some players missing from the normal lineup last night, and I don't really know why. Maybe conflict in schedules. Maybe people couldn't do it. I don't know. Just, you know, it usually takes longer, and therefore we have more jokes to pick from. 719 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have a company and you need benefits because you have employees, or you have benefits but maybe you wonder if they could be done better, that's why you call Torgerson Causey. For more than two decades, they've been helping local businesses just like yours serve your employees better with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, management, payroll, all of that stuff, because they know you don't like to do it. And, you know, doing it's annoying and difficult, and why not have somebody do it for you who does it really well? And when we started using them about 4 years ago, Torgerson Causey gave us plans we didn't know about before, options we didn't have before, and fantastic customer service. So, you know, my wife and I, we are thrilled users of Torgerson Causey. Find out more about them. Call 433-9996 to schedule a no-obligation review of what you're doing in your business, how they can help, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
40 days ago, Christians everywhere celebrated Easter Sunday. We rejoiced in our risen Savior. Now it's time to rejoice in our ascended Christ. Today is Ascension Thursday. Acts 1 records that Jesus was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. His ascension was his coronation. It was God the Father saying to his Son, "Job well done." Christ's ascension hollers, "Lucifer, you lose." At his ascension, Jesus' enemies have become his footstool, and now he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Right now, Jesus is praying for the redeemed, and as the master carpenter, he's preparing mansions for his children. On this Ascension Thursday, be sure to take time to read Luke's accounts of Christ's ascension, and let your faith be strengthened by the Word of God.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
We Care Home Hotline, you're on with Woody.
Hey, Woody, have you ever heard an air conditioner this loud?
No, but the good news is We Care has more than 10 years in business and thousands of positive reviews, so our HVAC, plumbing and electrical teams can get it fixed and fast.
Thanks, Woody.
No one cares like We Care. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Good morning, 7:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David.
And good morning, Andrew. A hearing will be held today on efforts by the Trump administration to keep Harvard from enrolling foreign students. The administration has launched a number of punitive measures against Harvard recently and demanded a list of international students. The university is holding its graduation ceremony today, despite all of the controversy.
I was kind of amazed to hear some of the numbers around international students. Like, India is the number one. There's 330,000 Indian students. There's 220 or so thousand Chinese students, and a total in the U.S. about a million out of a 20 million student population. So it's actually a pretty significant number. It's like 5% of our total population students. It's a lot. I mean, if you think about trying to, you know, cut off access, even for just the Chinese ones, you're talking about a 1-2% of the whole population limit. I mean, I just didn't realize that the numbers were that enormous.
Absolutely, yeah. There's quite a few. Authorities investigating a shark attack in North Carolina. The Sunset Beach Fire Department there says they received an emergency call yesterday about a swimmer that was apparently bit on the leg. The fire chief says the injured swimmer was treated and taken to a local hospital. And the actor that played the original Chucky has passed away, Ed Gale. He was about 3.5 feet tall, and he played the iconic killer in the 1988 horror classic Child's Play, and he was in two other films in the franchise as well. Gale also had roles in numerous other movies, including Howard the Duck and Spaceballs. He died on Tuesday at 61.
Howard the Duck. Wow. Okay. That's wow. That's
the old
way,
classic, Howard the Duck.
Way, 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 way back into history. Wow. Okay. All right. Fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. A couple of interesting notes. I don't quite know what to make of this story yet, and I suppose that's kind of by design. But Sid Heath, the executive director of PLT, has resigned. A couple different sources have been reporting this yesterday, both the PNJ and Channel 3. Some kind of question about disputed expenses. And, you know, basically they're looking into it. And Sid has, you know, did I say Sid Heath? Sid Williams. I thought he went by Sid Heath Williams before. Maybe I'm misremembering something. Anyway, PNJ is calling Sid Williams, so my fault for misnaming, but that's in my head. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, thorough financial review is underway, and we'll seek to independently certify all the findings, according to the Board of Trustees from PLT. While we are still gathering all the facts, we want to be clear. Accountability and the trust of our community is non-negotiable values. Sid, for his part, in a comment post, said, "I'm not naive to the ambitious array of stories being created surrounding my departure, some far more outlandish than others, though I suppose a little drama comes with the territory." I mean, it's a theater, you know, kind of cute. "I want to leave no questions to my intention to support the needs of the organization during this time of transition, including a review of certain administrative and financial processes as the organization takes on the great responsibility of operating a new sustainable source of revenue." So, you know. There you go. We don't know a whole lot of details, but, you know, pretty significant change for a major local institution. 726. John, I forget. I just blanked out. We did traffic, yeah? We didn't do traffic. All right, well, traffic on the fives. John Pickens, stop shaking your head at me, man.
All right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-110 southbound. We've got traffic backed up before you get to Cervantes. It's backed up pretty good there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone is seeing just some delays right now. And if you're traveling on 9th Avenue between Bayou and Roy Street, we've got a road that's out, and the Pensacola Police Department will be redirecting you toward Davis. That's in the Carpenters Creek Bridge area. So it's a damaged road, so just be aware of that. And just avoid 9th Avenue to begin with, because I'm starting to see backups there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, what to look at, or just, you know, when you think about the car dealer, you know, the guy who's selling you, or the gal who's selling you the car, you tend to think about them as, maybe this is a little strong, but the enemy, right? Like, they're in your way. They want to talk to you before you drive the car. And then when you do drive the car, they want to come along. And then when, you know, you get done, they want to talk to you. And then, you know, they're trying to get the most out of you, and they're trying to convince you of things. Like, it's kind of this adversarial relationship. It does not have to be that way. You go to Frontier, it's not that way. You can, in fact, think of them as like a resource, as a, you know, an ally, as a kind of a guidance counselor for, you know, what cars hold value, what cars don't hold value, which ones people like, which ones they don't like, what features they like or do not like, because they see a lot of cars. Use them as a resource. You know, think of them as somebody you can go as, like I said, kind of who's on your side, because they know it's usually unpleasant to buy a car, but they can help you buy a good quality used car. You know, cars that are 1, 2, maybe 3 years young, low miles, great condition. They're going to warranty them to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And just, you know, they've been there for a long time because that's exactly the way they treat it. It's like serving the community. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that. That's really their attitude towards it. The F-35, what did Trump invent in his brain? The F-55?
The F-47.
The F-47, the F-73. No, the F-47, isn't that a real one? That's the next. I don't know.
No, he wanted it after because he's the 47th president.
Oh, my God.
That's how I remembered the two
engine version of the F-35 that we're just going to make. Oh, God, stop. Anyway, in actual news about the F-35. You remember that story from, was it 2023? It was a little while back when a pilot ejected from his F-35 and the plane just kept flying for like 15 minutes. Just kept flying around kind of in, you know, autopilot hover mode, all that. So a byproduct of that incident is that basically Lockheed Martin says that our ability to design an autonomous, or at least a remote operated, but, you know, a pilotless F-35, we can do that, we think. There's a whole bunch of upgrades. And look, the F-35 has been a beleaguered program. They do not have the latest round of upgrades even now. They've had all kinds of software kinds of issues, all kinds of technical things that are at problems with the F-35. But they say that they think they can make basically a self-piloted, autonomous, pilotless one in about 2 to 3 years. During a press conference on Wednesday, they said this. So, interesting stuff, especially as a place that produces pilots here in Pensacola.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The widespread import tariffs announced by President Trump on April 2nd, calling it Liberation Day, are blocked by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of International Trade.
They said he overstepped his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Congress normally sets tariff policy. The administration's announced it's appealing the ruling.
Fox's Jill Nato. Secretary of State Rubio announces more scrutiny of Chinese student visas, saying they will be aggressively revoked. Israel plans 22 new Jewish settlements in the West Bank.
The area was captured by Israel in the 1967 war, along with Gaza and East Jerusalem, and there are now well over 100 Israeli outposts seen internationally as illegal. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz says the settlements constitute a crushing response to Palestinian terrorism.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3, 73 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies and some scattered showers across the area. Escambia County held a training exercise yesterday to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season. It was divided into two different shifts.
So in a normal activation, you have one crew come on in, and they're going to work for 12 hours. Typically, it's before, probably even during the actual storm. And then you have your Bravo shift who comes in, and they're going to deal with the aftermath of everything, and then it's going to continue to rotate from there.
Escambia County PIO Davis Wood, he says their goal was to keep the training as realistic as possible. Each shift was also thrown a curveball during that training. The first shift had to figure out how to respond to a tree falling on an assisted living center in the midst of the storm, and the second shift had to figure out how to respond to drones that were flying over the secured EOC after the storm had ended. Now, recent changes in PFAS regulations by the Environmental Protection Agency really aren't expected to have much of an impact on ECUA's local operations.
The original legislation required that everybody be fully compliant across the United States within 5 years. They've relaxed that to make that 7 years. I think that came largely from how many folks, unlike us, who just were totally unprepared, and there's a major capital investment, takes a lot of time to do the design work, construction, and implementation.
Executive Director Bruce Woody, he says they've been investing in carbon filtering on their wells across the county for a long time, and they'll probably have all of their upgrades completed within that original five-year window, regardless of the change. Yesterday, we learned about a couple that drowned in the Gulf in Okaloosa County. They were vacationing near Destin. A report from Channel 3 now revealing their 26-year-old son almost suffered the same fate, but was rescued at the last minute by a bystander with a boogie board. The couple that drowned were Georgia residents, both in their 50s. They were staying at a resort on 98 near Destin. Officials said they were both pulled from the water and could not be revived. And the executive director of the Pensacola Little Theater has reportedly resigned following questions of disputed expenses in the theater's operations. Sid Williams resigning this week. The theater's board of trustees is reviewing the organization's finances. The board said Williams' resignation will not affect any upcoming productions, programs, or capital improvements. Williams provided a statement to WEAR and says despite the financial questions being raised, he remains the PLT's biggest cheerleader and advocate as he takes time for introspection. It's 7:34. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Quite a few things going on this morning. If you're on I-110 southbound approaching Cervantes exit, traffic is well backed up there. So you definitely want to plan an alternate route around that. Also, let's see here. We've got another one that just happened on Navy Boulevard and Chiefs Way. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm starting to see just some miners. Slowdowns associated with that. Also, 9th Avenue between Bayou and Roy Street. It is closed in both directions, so be aware of that. They're rerouting you to Davis and then back to 9th, so you definitely want to just go ahead and just start taking Davis. I'm not seeing very many delays on Davis, but I'm seeing delays on 9th Avenue in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have showers and thunderstorms today with a 90% chance of rain, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Wet pattern continues for Friday with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For Saturday, rain chances drop down, 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 83. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. It is 73 degrees right now. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Salesforce shares were volatile after the sales and customer service software maker reported upbeat fiscal first quarter results and guidance. Salesforce's revenue grew 7.6% year over year in the quarter that ended on April 30th. Net income of $1.54 billion was basically flat compared with the $1.53 billion a year ago. HP reported second quarter results that beat analyst estimates for revenue but missed on earnings and guidance, in part due to President Trump's tariffs. Revenue for the first quarter increased 3.3% from the same period last year. HP reported net income of $406 million. That is down from $607 million a year ago. Shares sank 15% after the report. CEO Elon Musk said Tesla has been testing driverless Model Y cars in Austin, Texas, and aims to deliver the first unit in June. Bloomberg News had reported that Tesla aims to launch its robo-taxi service in Austin on June 12th. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at this time. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So you're on location right now telling people that they can't go where those excavators and those big piles of sand and dirt are, right?
Well, I was, but I was taken over by a bigger professional than me. Sergeant Jamie Briarton relieved me a few minutes ago.
You can't pump him up like that. Come on. That's not healthy for him.
Well, okay. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, we've got professionals on scene right now that are turning the traffic around, and this is a clean cut traffic closure. Sometimes we have closures and barrels and things in the road, and it just makes people as confused as a goat on AstroTurf, but this one is very clear. It's completely closed between Royce and Carpenter's Creek. So what we'd like you to do is take 12th Avenue North and South, take Davis Highway, and avoid it altogether. And I heard you earlier just say just act like 9th Avenue doesn't exist, and that's probably a pretty good idea once you get north of Fairfield.
I do want people to, if you have the time and you feel like having fun this morning, I want you to drive up to Jamie, Sergeant Briarton, and just ask him, hey, can I get through here?
Yeah.
Because I guarantee people will, and if like 50 or 100 people do it, he'll die. he'll be cursing me out all day.
We've already had one go through there this morning while I was there, just drove right through. And we just have to – we tighten the barrels up a little bit to where there's absolutely no way to get through there without hitting a barrel, and hopefully nobody does that. But,
oh, my God. Did he have to – I mean, did he turn around? Did he come back? How did the exit interview go?
Yeah, once she saw the piles of dirt and the cranes or the excavators, the brakes were applied, and I saw the reverse lights come on. So, yeah, I spoke to her. It was a good conversation, productive conversation, and she went on her way.
Oh my God, it's amazing. But yeah, and your assessment. I know you're not the engineer of record or anything like that, but this is a huge, like a couple of days at least. Like, don't expect to be able to use this road until you find out it's back open, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of asphalt that was damaged that has to be torn up, and the dirt underneath it repacked. And like you said, I'm no road guy, but just looking at what I saw, I don't believe, especially if it's going to rain again today, I don't believe that they're going to get done with it today. Maybe tomorrow if we're lucky.
All right.
But once they get going, they're usually pretty quick.
Yeah, but the getting going part sometimes is the issue. All right, well, very good. Very irritating, but at least if people know it's there, they can, you know, take avoidance action ahead of time. We also had this horrible motorcycle incident that took place. Was this yesterday? Maybe where you had that whole area on Gregory closed down for hours and hours. I mean, it just had opened up in the morning, right?
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday, thank you.
And once again, speeding on the bridge, racing on the bridge appears to be the cause of this after witnesses were interviewed. And, you know, we've said it a lot, so many times that how dangerous that is. And in this incident, we had a motorcycle and a Mustang that kind of leapfrogging each other in a racing type fashion coming from Gulf Breeze into Pensacola, both at a high rate of speed. But once the two of them approached Gregory Street, the Mustang backed off and the motorcycle did not and was not able to negotiate the curve from the Bay Bridge onto Gregory Street.
Mm, wow. And the operator of the motorcycle is, do we know their health status, how bad their injuries were?
The injuries were very serious.
Okay. All right. And I know, like I was saying, that road was closed off for a long time, hours and hours closed off. You know, it's interesting, when you were out last week, we were talking to Officer Greg Gordon about this and about, you know, speed enforcement. It's kind of funny because I was bringing up the, I haven't seen a lot of enforcement lately on the bridge. And at that moment, I got like five texts from people. Oh my God, I just saw a PPD cop out there pulling somebody over. Like, you know,
Don't ever say that because our traffic guys are out there all the time. And don't forget, we have unmarked vehicles out there as well.
Yep.
The Bay Bridge is something that we pay a lot of attention to. So, yeah, just when you don't think we're out there, we are, I promise.
You know, I've seen something. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to drive on Highway 87 anytime recently, but, you know, something that I did not know was there, and then it is there now. It may have been there for a while and I didn't know. They have those, you see them sometimes on highways, which is, of course, what 87 really is. It's the, you know, this is your speed on a light, you know, like there's a radar gun attached to it that'll tell you the speed limit is 65. This is your speed, 70, 73, 68, whatever the case may be. And then, of course, I know you guys also have those speed enforcement trailers that have the lights that flash up whenever somebody's exceeding the speed limit. Has there been any conversation at PPD about something like that on the bridge, maybe something permanent that FDOT would install, maybe something temporary? I'm just always looking for creative, because I get it. The bridge is designed for 70 miles an hour, but you got 35 mile an hour streets on either end. It's not safe. I mean, this is a problem, right?
Yeah, that's why the bridge wasn't able to go above 45 miles an hour. You have to be able to slow people down in the appropriate amount of time. And with the speed limits much lower on both ends of the bridge just simply isn't long enough to go the speed that you see on the I-10 bridge. And they're both pretty much designed the same.
Right.
So that's why. But any time before we were able to, we would be able to put in anything permanent like that, that would have to go through and be approved by FDOT.
Okay. I know it's their road, not really yours, even though you patrol. I just, you know, that's what I had thought of. And I thought, you know, something like that on 3 Mile maybe would help some of the speeding, because it's just always bad, as you know. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you expect about a 5 to 7 minute construction delay there. Also, as you just heard from officer there, we 9th Avenue is closed, starting at Bayou, stretching all the way through Carpenter's Creek Bridge. So just pretend like it doesn't exist right there and either take Davis Highway or 12th Avenue. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. It was kind of funny, as you were explaining why the bridge is 45 miles an hour, even though it's built for 70, we had several people text in and ask that exact question. And yeah, I mean, it's frustrating, but that's because of the speed limit at either end. And you got to make sure to keep people, you know, safe departing from the bridge into the either end of the local traffic. Pensacola Village, we've had two unconnected incidents in the last week there, a shooting and a stabbing. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a stabbing of a female, and we've made an arrest in that case. And we also had a shooting of a male. He was shot in the leg. We believe he was in a vehicle when that happened, and that one is still under investigation.
And so, I mean, the question we always have about these kind of cases is people cooperative, not cooperative. I guess in the stabbing case, and she survived, though, right? She was not...
Yes. Yeah, okay. She survived. Was familiar with the person that did it, and this other one with the two of them being in a vehicle, it may end up being the same way with the victim being familiar. I can't say that for sure yet. But yeah, sometimes we just have people that don't cooperate, and that may not be the case here. But that's happened before, and you've heard it from all kinds of law enforcement officials that you have on weekly. Will say that it happens in all jurisdictions, and you know, sometimes folks want to handle things themselves, which is obviously the wrong way to do it. But we've got some great detectives that plug away until they solve these crimes, whether people cooperate or not.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. And you know, as you mentioned, what you guys are always telling me is there's drugs and or money related criminal behavior, and then there's just, you know, people have trouble getting along with people behavior, and those are the hardest ones to, you know, work on, because it's, you never know ahead of time when it's going to happen. And it just, you know, domestic situations or friends have a fallen out or, you know, you talk to my girl, you know, that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, that happens all the
right.
time. You know, one note, actually, one note that just somebody had sent this in, and I thought you'd find this interesting, Mike, too, is on the whole, you know, the 9th Avenue closure and treat it like it's not there. It does emphasize one of Pensacola's real strengths is having a pretty robust grid, you know, that you can always go around. It's a problem that obviously Gulf Breeze doesn't have that same kind of grid. The beach doesn't have that. Milton doesn't have that same kind of grid because of the bridge over the Blackwater River. But at least when a road is out, there's alternatives, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. And I was just thinking that if this happened on Pensacola Beach, it would be just catastrophic if you just had to cut a roadway like that completely off. But we have lots of ways to get around Pensacola. The key to our problems is to get the word out, and we've done that.
Yep.
Huge thanks to the media for helping us with that, and we use social media to get the word out. And once we do that, then the traffic tends to be a little bit thinner around those areas.
Speaking of traffic notes, tomorrow night we have the Fiesta Parade, 7 o'clock. The Grand Fiesta Parade is going to roll, but you're closing down the vicinity just like we did for Mardi Gras, starting at 4, right?
Yes, we are, and that includes Main Street again. And you know, that was the first time we did it that way, and it worked much better than we expected. So there was just not that many people affected, or they listened and saw the maps and went another direction. So we're going to do that again on Friday, just to make sure everybody is aware of that. And we did not have to tow any cars off the parade route. We're hoping that we don't have to do that this time either. We want people to come downtown, have a great time at the parade. Just come early and get you a good legal parking space and have a good time.
And do not park on the parade route after 4 o'clock tomorrow, because if your car is there, it's going to be unpleasant for your car, right?
Yeah, that won't be a good idea. The car's going to disappear. We'll get it back to you, but we're going to have to take it away.
And then, you know, one thing I just want to, I've said it before when we talked after the Mardi Gras parade, but I had been anticipating utter catastrophe and gridlock with the change, with the closure of Main Street. It did not happen that way. We didn't have to tow any cars. Everybody did their part. And let's just, you know, fingers crossed, hope that same thing happens again, because, you know, that's a fantastic thing if that's how it turns out. We always like to end with a, you know, did you know or a cop myth? Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
I do, and it involves what are officers thinking when they get in behind you. You know, we know that people tend to get nervous, a little anxious when a marked car gets in behind them, but we want you to just try and relax. Now, unless you're doing something clearly illegal or your vehicle flags a major issue, a cop behind you is usually just another car on the road. So we want you to take a deep breath, drive safely, and the chances are that they'll go away. But I said that to have to, and now I got to say this. If your tag is missing, if your car is stolen, if your tag is expired, if you have a brake light out, or you have music so loud that it's shaking the officer's windows, that is going to get our attention, and we're going to have a conversation about that. So the myth is that we're always out there looking to pull somebody over, and that's just simply not true. Like you, we have places to be sometimes. We may be headed to a non-emergency call. We may be headed to meet someone for lunch, and we may be headed home from a deposition or a court appearance on our day off. And the last thing we want to do is look to pull somebody over. So it's not that way. It's not, you know, the officer's behind me and I'm positive he's trying to find a reason to stop me. It's just simply not true.
You know, it's funny, but you know why, right? It's because when you see a cop on the street, you're like, oh, cops, cool. When you see a cop on the road, you're like, oh, what did I do? Because I do a lot of things. Because
right.
We know we're not good drivers, right?
Yeah, exactly. So just if you're going to be a good driver, just please do it when the officer's behind you. And there's probably right. less than a 1% chance that the officer's going to stop you if your equipment is right, your vehicle is right, and you're obeying the law. Don't worry about it. The chances of getting stopped are very, very slim. It does happen. Sometimes we're looking for a vehicle that's just like yours that was just involved in a crime or maybe a silver alert.
Yeah.
But that traffic stop's going to last less than 30 seconds because we know that you're not who we're looking for, and we're going to send you on your way.
Cops on the street are there to help. Cops in the cars are there to help. And most of the time, they don't really care about you in the negative sense. They're not looking for you. I just have a follow-up question. I'm kind of curious about this. I've heard stories that people who might drive too fast or might drive aggressively, that then when a cop pulls in behind them or near them or they see a cop on the road, that suddenly they become model citizens in an effort to, I don't know, camouflage themselves from the cop who might have already seen what they were doing. I'm guessing that doesn't work very well.
No, because we've already seen it. It's kind of like putting on your brakes after you've already passed the officer with the radar gun.
Right.
You know, we appreciate the effort, but we already saw what you did.
you appreciate the effort at amateur acting, but it's not very persuasive. I figure you must chuckle at that quite a bit. It must make you laugh a little bit. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thanks for keeping us informed, keeping us safe. And do stop by Jamie Brierton and ask him if you can drive through Carpenter's Creek, because he'll get a chuckle about that all day. Mike, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes. Stop that and do that to him. I appreciate that.
753 on News Radio 9. He's going to kill me. 753 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I was offering DPD the suggestion that maybe Three Mile Bridge, they ought to have those, you know, radar speed gun signs that just like in the school zones or on Highway 87 that tell you, hey, the speed limit here is 65 and you're driving, you know, 68, you know, or 73 or whatever. And you shouldn't, or in the school zone, like your speed is 24 and it should be 15 or 20. And somebody texts in and says, you're telling me that those speed cameras that tell your speed and then flash the lights doesn't mean you get the high score?
I thought that's what that meant. I was like, yay, I won.
I will say this. I genuinely wonder if you honestly survey people, how many people view that as a deterrent and how many people view that as an encouragement? You know, because I know people and that's how people think, right?
Right.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see here. We had an accident that just happened up in Cantonment. I'll get more information on that one right there on... We'll get you more information on that one. I'm not seeing any roadblock associated with this.
Okay.
Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Not seeing any delays there, so that's good news.
That's the news.
I know. That's
clear sailing.
Breaking news. And also, if you are on 9th Avenue approaching Bayou or heading north or southbound in both directions, that area is closed. It's Bayou and Royce Street. It's closed in both directions, so plan either Davis or 12th Avenue, as Officer Wood said. So that's a look at your traffic on the fives.
What's going to happen is you're going to not believe us, and you're going to go up there thinking, oh, I bet he's exaggerating. I bet it's open. And you're going to go up there and find out it's closed.
Just talk to the sergeant there and ask him if you...
Stop it. So for me, I know that when I see those speed line signs, you know, with the radar, and I just use it as confirmation that my speedometer is correct at 65 the way it should be. I hear some people might view it as a dare. How high can they get it? Not me. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, we want to start out this morning with a breaking news update. This coming into our inbox here in the last 20 minutes or so. Milton police have arrested a Texas man after a major fraud investigation. Muhammad Bakayoko is charged with grand theft, a first-degree felony. Police say Bakayoko was involved in this, and you probably remember this, a business email compromise scam where criminals impersonate a legitimate vendor. They prompted Santa Rosa County staff to change banking details, and that led to more than $850,000 being transferred into the wrong bank account. The criminals then apparently transferred that money across several different banks and withdrew a bunch of the cash. The good news so far, more than $650,000 of that have been recovered, and again, an arrest made with Milton PD and the FBI working together on that.
Outstanding.
At least one person missing after a Swiss glacier collapsed on Wednesday and buried in Alpine Village. Residents of Blatten knew that the glacier above their homes was unstable and evacuated most of the residents. 50 cows were also evacuated, some by helicopter. The collapse registered as a magnitude 3.1 earthquake in that local area. And financial experts are warning that a drop in international tourists could cost the U.S. billions of dollars. A new report says that spending by foreign visitors is expected to fall by more than $8 billion this year. And experts say tourists are avoiding the U.S. partly because of trade and immigration policies.
All right, Dave. Thanks so much for the update. Michelle Salzman. Representative Salzman writes an opinion piece for the PNJ. Basically saying Manny Diaz is going to be outstanding as the new president at UWF. And now he's only the interim so far. But she writes kind of an interesting op-ed because is very pro Manny Diaz, who she says he's worked with and knows him and all this and his experience. But she begins it by saying, I wholeheartedly commend Governor Ron DeSantis for his exceptional appointment of Manny Diaz as UWF's next president. I mean, it is the board. But we all know that it came from the Gov, so it didn't come from Rebecca Matthews all on her own initiative. And then finishes it with Governor DeSantis' appointment of Manny Diaz signals a bright future for UWF and the Panhandle. I mean, this is what I like about Michelle. She knows that she's saying the uncomfortable part right out loud. But who even denies it? Who even pretends that's not the case, that the governor made this appointment? Suggestion. made the suggestion. That was the only one they were able to vote on. So, yeah. And like I said, I'm an eternal optimist. I am optimistic that maybe it's going to be outstanding. Time will tell. Sometimes you got to let time tell a story. You're